Claire, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. To start off with, have there been any major developments in dementia in recent years?
Well, research in dementia is ongoing, and there's a lot of research happening all over the world in many different areas of dementia research. So people are researching the causes of dementia. There's a massive focus on people looking for a treatment or a cure. People are looking at how to reduce our chances of developing dementia. And then there are also groups of people who are looking at how to care for people who already have dementia and are living with the disease now. And my research fits into this last group of people. So my research has been looking at, I was recently involved in a research project at the University of Sydney where we looked at using tailored activities to improve the lives of people living with dementia. And currently I'm working at Neuroscience Research Australia, and there I'm looking at different behavioural management strategies for people who have dementia and are being cared for by their partners at home. So research is ongoing and there's a lot still that we need to find out.
So if somebody does have a family member who is suffering of dementia, how should that family member go about caring for them?
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all for people who have dementia. So it's important to know that people that have different types of dementia, which affects people in different ways, and also people are in different stages of dementia. So it's important to remember that dementia is a progressive condition, and what we mean by that is that over time, people's symptoms will change, and they will continue to have declines in their ability to think properly and communicate effectively and manage their day-to-day activities. So the different care that these people will need will change over time. And so there's no one-size-fits-all, and it really depends on what stage and what type of dementia the person has as to which strategies will be most effective.
I didn't actually realise there were different types of dementia. Would you mind just running us through those?
Well, there's many, many different types, the most common of which is Alzheimer's dementia, and that's probably the most common one people will have heard of, and a lot of the research is done into Alzheimer's. And that looks like the typical picture of Alzheimer's disease is short-term memory problems and getting disorientated when they're out and about. So that's the most common type. There's other types as well, such as vascular dementia or dementia associated with Parkinson's disease, or the type of dementia that I particularly am specialising in for my PhD at the moment is frontotemporal dementia, which is a predominantly younger onset dementia, which means people are experiencing the onset of that dementia prior to the age of 65.
So what are some of the methods for people who are trying to communicate with their relatives who are suffering a form of dementia?
Right. So as there are many different types, the communication difficulties that people will have do differ. So, for instance, some people might have difficulty articulating what they want to say, but they can still actually understand most of what we say to them. So for these people, they have found useful, for instance, using an iPad to help them communicate what they want to say, for instance. Then there are other people who still might be able to speak clearly but have difficulty in understanding the meaning of words anymore. So if you said to that person, oh, can you go down to the shops and buy me some carrots, they might say to you, what's carrots? So in this situation, they might benefit from you showing them a picture of carrots and pointing to that, and then they can understand what you want them to get. Also, if I talk about the Alzheimer's dementia, which is the most common type, as I said, who have a short-term memory problem, they often have difficulties remembering what they have to do every day. And so in this case, and which is a very common thing which happens, you'll find them asking repeated questions over and over again. What are we doing today? What's the plan for today? Do I have to do something today? And this is particularly frustrating for the people caring for these people. And so in this instance, carers can find it useful to set up perhaps a whiteboard in the kitchen or a common area of the house where they write out the daily schedule of what the plan is and then put a clock next to it and even a calendar so the person is able to look forward and see what their plans are, and also to just refer to that whiteboard every day to know what they need to do. And so the carers can use this strategy to try and deflect rather than having to try and answer the same questions over and over and over again.
So you mentioned just before there as well people using iPads to help communicate. Are there any other sort of advances in various technologies that might help us communicate with people who are suffering from various forms of dementia?
Right. So, I mean, with all research in dementia, the research into communication strategies is ongoing as well. And recently, actually, I was in Toronto in Canada attending the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, and I saw some really interesting talks there, actually, about the development of different apps to help people communicate with dementia. So that is ongoing, and there are people working on it. I don't think there's any gold standard at this stage. And again, it probably would depend on the different types of dementia that people had and the different types of communication difficulties they were experiencing. So in the meantime, it's really about trying to implement strategies to help support people in their communication. So what we can do is to remain calm, even though we might be frustrated sometimes, keeping our language simple and not overcomplicating what we're saying to people, and really just supporting the person according to what their needs are. So some people might have different needs for their communication depending on what stage of dementia they're in.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Not at all. Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be able to talk about these important issues on the radio.
Definitely, definitely. Totally agree. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.